الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد وصلنا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
المطهرة إلى الحديث عن الغزوة 21
وستارت ات
غزوات
باتل نمبر 21
صلى الله عليه وسلم
of the battles that were led by the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عمرة الحديبية.
The battle is called عمرة الحديبية.
كثير من علماء السيرة عدها غزوة من
الغزوات. A lot of the scholars of the Sirah considered this a battle. Even though there was no fighting involved, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in going out to this Umrah was calculating and considering a war to happen. The time of this battle is in the month of Dhul Qa'dah, in the sixth year of Hijrah. The Messenger went out of Medina intending to do Umrah. The Messenger was considering the option of fighting if the Kuffar in Mecca were to attack the Muslims. Prior to going out to this Umrah, the Messenger made a pact with all of his companions that went out with them to fight and defend one another till death in case the Kuffar of Mecca decide to stop the Muslims from doing Umrah. So the event were most likely leading to a battle, and the Muslims going out to do this Umrah were prepared for battle. And therefore the scholars consider it a battle. As we said, this Umrah happened in the month of Dhul Qa'dah. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم went wearing al-Umrah garb, al-Umrah clothing. The main reason for going out was to perform Umrah. And his companions went out with him. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم invited some of the tribes around Medina to come out and go out with him to perform Umrah. And his reasoning was to prepare the Muslims in case the Kuffar in Mecca attack. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not want to be vulnerable with few numbers. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم took his companions and whomever followed them from the tribes surrounding Medina.
وساق الهدي وأحرم بالعمرة.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
أحرم بالعمرة.
As we said, dressed for the Umrah, went out dressed with the Umrah garb along with his companions and led the cattle in front of him. And that's the cattle that is slaughtered at the end of Umrah. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to slaughter it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feed the poor with its meat. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم took the cattle and dressed in al-Umrah garb and used any signal that he can to give anybody that sees him coming that the intention for this large group coming in was to perform Umrah, not to invade or to fight. When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
When
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم reached a span, which is an area between Mecca and Medina. In that area, Bish, the son of Sufyan al-Ka'bi, met the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and told him, ست دمشق صلى الله عليه
قريش
وسلم
سمعت بك
قريش in
فخرجوا
Mecca heard
معهم
about your
العوز
coming.
المطافيل. العوز المطافيل اصلا العوز معناها الابل التي يعني
Quraysh
ولدت
heard
حديثا،
of you
الابل
coming
التي ولدت حديثا،
to Mecca.
والمطافيل يعني التي معها اطفالها، ولدت حديثا ومعها اطفالها. لكن شراح الحديث يعني قالوا ان هذه الكلمه قال يقصد بها كنايه عن النساء والاطفال. يعني قال ايه؟ قريش خرجت معهم
And this man told
العوز
the Messenger صلى الله عليه
المطافيل،
وسلم
معهم النساء
that
اللائي ولدن حديثا،
Quraysh
ومعهم
is coming
الاطفال
out
هؤلاء
with
النسوه.
their wives and children.
والمقصود يعني انهم ان قريش يعني
Meaning,
اخذت عدتها وتاهلت
Quraysh
يعني حتى خرجت
is
النساء
prepared for war
قد
and they are
لبسوا
going all
جلود
out
النمور
and
ونزلوا به
dressed in
طوى
tiger
وتعاهدوا
skin,
الا تدخلها
which is
عليهم ابدا. يعني خرجوا
war
يقول
dress.
للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قريش يعني مستعدون للايه؟ للقتال، ولبسوا
In
جلود
essence,
النمور
this man was telling the
وخرجوا
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that
بنسائهم
Quraysh is
واطفالهم
coming out to fight, to prevent you
يعني
from
تعاهدوا فيما
coming into
بينهم
Mecca.
الا تدخلها عليهم ابدا، ان نعود بالقوه
And
يعني من دخول المسجد الحرام.
they took
وهذا
oath to
خالد بن الوليد
do whatever it takes to prevent the
في
Messenger صلى الله عليه
خيبره
وسلم from coming in.
قدموها الى ذراع الجمل. قالوا ان خالد بن الوليد
And
يعني خرجت
Quraysh
خيبر
appointed Khalid
المشركين
ibn
وصل الى
al-Walid to be
منطقه
their leader.
يقال لها ذراع الغنم، يعني الخيول
in
ايضا ايه جاهزه، يعني المشركون
attacking the
جاهزون
Muslims coming in.
للقتال ومستعدون للحرب. فقال المصطفى صلى
The
الله عليه
Messenger صلى
وسلم
الله
يا
عليه
ويح
وسلم
قريش قد
replied saying
اكلتهم الحرب،
shame on
ماذا
Quraysh.
عليهم لو خلوا بيني
All they
وبين
think of
العرب؟
is war.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
What
يقول
would happen
ويح
to them
قريش
if
قد
they allowed
اكلتهم
us to
الحرب
come in and
وانفسنا
perform
شبعوا من
Umrah.
الحروب مع المسلمين. يعني كان قاتل المسلمين كثيرا يعني في بدر
And
وفي
Quraysh at that
احد
point
وفي
has fought the
خندق وفي
Muslims in numerous
غيرهم.
battles as we discussed, the
يقول
20
النبي صلى
battles
الله عليه وسلم لو
before.
خلوا بيني وبين العرب لو يتركوني
The Messenger صلى الله عليه
اقاتل
وسلم is telling this man
بقية القبائل
what would
العربية
happen to them and how
يعني ليس
would it
مقيمون
diminish
على
their
احيائي،
image if
يعني
they
ليس
allowed
مسيحيون
a
بل
man
مقيمون
to
على
come
احيائي، واتركوا
and
انا وبقية
worship
الايه
his God.
القبائل العربية نتقاتل معهم. فان اصابوني كان الذي ارادوا. لو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قتل بقية القبائل العربية وأصابوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يعني إذا انتصروا على المسلمين، إذا حصل لقريش ما أرادوهم يريدون القضاء على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه، فلو حصل هذا بيد غيرهم يكونون يعني إيه حصل لهم مقصود من غير تعب. وإن أظهرني الله عليهم دخلوا في الإسلام وفي
What is wrong with these people?
أو قاتلوا وبهم
I
قوة.
bring them the
يعني
word
أظهرني
of
الله
God
على
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
العرب مثلا
If they
يعني
followed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory, then victory is theirs too. And if I am a liar and the rest of the Arabs killed me, then they got what they wanted.
فإذا هم انتصروا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حصل لقريش.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is tired of
انتصر النبي
Mecca,
صلى الله عليه وسلم
is tired of his tribes
الله تعالى
and
يقول يعني
clansmen
قريش في هذه الحالة
fighting him at
إما أن
any
يدخلوا
and every
الإسلام
occasion
إذا وجدوا يعني أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صارت لهم قوة والدولة يدخلون في الإسلام،
and pointing
أو على الأقل لو يريدون القتال يقاتلون وبهم قوة يدخلون في
that if they let me
يبددونها
spread the word of God
يعني.
and if I am a liar And I get killed.
فما
Then
تطلب قريش؟
they won, and they
فوالله
didn't
لا
have to
جئت
sacrifice any of their
أجاهد
children.
على ما بعثت به حتى يظهره الله أو تنفرد هذه
But I swear to the
يعني
Almighty God
تنقطع
then
هذه
I will, that I will proceed
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال
teaching the word
فما
of God
ماذا
and spreading the word of God
فوالله
no matter who stands in my way and I will do every all of my power even if I have to kill my enemies to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to this religion or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes
it.
So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling this to Bishr the son of Sufyan who was giving the news of what's going on to Mecca to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم continued with his companions until they reached a hill area.
سمية يعني زي محطة كده يعني مكان منحدر
actually like a lower ground.
قريب من
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companion
فوصل
reached
النبي صلى
to
الله
a
عليه
lower
وسلم
ground
مكان فبركت ناقة النبي
to the
صلى
area
الله
of
عليه وسلم
Hudaybiyah, and
فقال
in that
الناس
area the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
خلأت
camel sat.
فقال ما خلأت وما هو لها بخلق لكن حبسها حابس الفيل عن الكتف.
The
الناس
companion
قالوا
said to the
خلأت
Messenger صلى الله عليه
القصياء
وسلم,
يعني قصياء
what's wrong with
يعني
with
لقد
your camel?
تعبت
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
ببركة
said nothing is wrong with my
الصلاة
camel. My
صلي
camel was ordered to stop and was
فالنبي صلى الله
ordered
عليه وسلم
not
قال
to
ما
take a
خلأت
step
القصياء
forward.
وما هو لها بخلق ليس هذا من
Allah
عدم
subhanahu wa ta'ala
صلت
ordered it
ناقة
to
النبي صلى الله عليه
sit.
وسلم قال
And
لكن
where it
حبسها
sat,
حادث
we
الفيل
will sit.
قال لكن حبسها حادث الفيل يعني الحارس
And
الذي
the same
حبس
thing that
الفيل
stopped
عن
it,
دخول
stopped
مكة
her from going forward, was
هو
the same thing
يعني
that stopped the elephants who
أمر الله
attacked
سبحانه وتعالى
Mecca.
الله عز وجل منع الفيل الذي ذهب لهدم الكعبة منع
The
الله
elephants
تعالى وهبوط
of Al-Habasha
الكلب من
when they
مكة
came in
بركة
to
في الأرض وحبس عن السيل إذا وجهوا إلى أي اتجاه آخر قام وصار فيه كلما
the
وجهوا
armies
اتجاه
that
مكة
came with
يبرك في مكانه
led by
ولا يتعب.
elephants
فالنبي صلى
to
الله عليه وسلم قال الذي حبس الفيل منعه
demolish
من دخول مكة
Al-Kaaba.
والذي حبس
And in every direction
الأسواق
they
منع
directed
عن
that camel,
السيل في هذه
went in one
المكان
direction and
يعني
refused
الأسواق
to
ما
proceed.
باتت هنا إلا يعني
The Messenger صلى
لحكمة
الله عليه وسلم
علمها
said the
الله
same thing
والله
that
أراد منا
stopped the elephant from
أراد منا
proceeding
أن
is the same
نتمكن
thing that stopped the
نتوقف
camel from
في هذه
proceeding,
المكان
and this is where we will stop.
ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدعوني قريش اليوم إلى خطة يسألونني فيها صلة الرحم إلا أعطيتهم إياها.
Messenger صلى الله عليه
خطة
وسلم at
يعني
that point
بمعنى
said,
يعني معاهدة أو اتفاقية أو
if
صلح.
Quraysh
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني
approached
توقف
me,
عند الحديبية، الحديبية تعتبر على حدود مكة.
approached me and appealed to
فالمكان
me
يعني
with
وقفت ناقته
my
قدام المكان.
relationship
فقال صلى الله
with
عليه
them
وسلم
and my
يعني
blood relationship
أي
with them.
عبد يعني
If they
تعرضت
came
علي
to me
قريش
and offered
فأعطيتهم
me anything,
حرمات الله
I will oblige
ويصلوني
them.
في الرحم وكذا، فأنا إيه مستعد لقبول هذا الاتفاق.
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that
فالمكان يعني
I will be ready
لا
to
تدعوني قريش إلى خطة
oblige them
يعطلونني
with
فيها
whatever they
حدود
want
الله
if that's what they
بسلوك
are
يعني
seeking
رحم
is
الله
peace.
إلا إيه أعطيتهم فيها. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا مستعد يعني لإجراء اتفاقية معهم أو
So the
معاهدة أو
Messenger صلى الله عليه
صلح
وسلم let it be known that
يحصل
he is
بمعنى
ready to
حدود الله
sign an
يعني حدود
agreement
يكون
or a truce
يعني صلة
with
الرحم
Mecca.
عدم قطيعة. قال فلما اطمأن أتاه بديل بن ورقاء في رجال من خزاعة. جاء بديل بن
Later,
ورقاء بدأ إيه؟
a man
بدأت
named
قريش ترسل
Buday
رسلا
ibn Wattah,
إلى الرسول
and
صلى
he
الله
is
عليه وسلم
a spokesman
واحدا تلو
or
الآخر
an elite person
يتفاوضون مع النبي صلى
from
الله
the
عليه وسلم. قريش
tribe
كان
of
على
Khuza'a, one of the
مكة
biggest tribes around
والنبي صلى الله
Mecca.
عليه وسلم أصبح إيه على حدود
So
مكة
Mecca or
يعني
Quraysh
هو معه.
started sending messengers
كم
to
العدد الذين مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Prophet
سائحين
Muhammad
يعني
صلى الله عليه
حوالي
وسلم to see
1400
what he is up to and what he
1400
wants and how they
مع
can
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصحابه الذين بايعوا بيعة
avert
الرضوان تحت
war.
الشجر 1400. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني جلس مع أصحابه في هذا المكان.
Messenger صلى
بدأ
الله عليه
قريش
وسلم
ترسل
sat with his
الرسل
companions in that area and
جاء
the
بديل بن
messengers from
ورقاء في
Quraysh
رجال
kept
من
coming one
خزاعة
after the
قبيلة
other.
خزاعة
Now this man from
قبيلة
the tribe of
خزاعة
Khuza'a
من القبائل يعني المجاورة لمكة مساكن
came
الشيعة
to the
يعني
Messenger صلى
مجاورة
الله عليه
لمكة
وسلم
في نفس الوقت
camp.
كان يعني كان ولاؤهم للرسول صلى الله
And the
عليه
tribe of
وسلم
Khuza'a had loyalty to
يعني
the Messenger صلى الله عليه
مجاورين
وسلم.
مكة ولكن
Even though
يعني
they were
كانوا أحباء
surrounding Mecca
للنبي صلى الله عليه
and
وسلم
closer to Mecca,
منهم مسلمون ومنهم
they were
مشركون
loyal to
هذه
the Messenger صلى الله
قبيلة
عليه
خزاعة
وسلم, for among that
فيهم
tribe was
مسلمون
Muslims.
وفيهم مشركون.
And among them was also
فبديل بن
Kuffar.
ورقاء جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رجال من خزاعة معه
So
رجال
this
من
man
خزاعة
came
فسألوا
along
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما جاء به
a committee
فأخبرهم
from
أنه
Khuza'a.
لم يأتي لحرب بل جاء
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
النبي
told
صلى
them
الله عليه وسلم
that
قال ما جئت
they have
لحرب
not
بل جئت
come
لإيه؟ زيارة.
seeking war. They have
فرجعوا
come to
لقريش
visit
فقالوا إنكم تعجلون على محمد
Mecca to perform Umrah.
إنه عليه الصلاة والسلام إنه لم يأتي لقتال. فاتهموهم وجبروهم يعني كلموهم يعني
So this group
قريش
or
كلموا
committee from
هؤلاء
Khuza'a went
رجال
back
من
to Mecca
خزاعة
and told
كلموا
them
يعني
that
الرسول
Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم's intention is not
وقالوا
to fight.
وإن كان لا يريد قتالا لا
Quraysh,
يدخلها عنوة أبدا.
Quraysh did not
هؤلاء
like his answer and said
بديل بن ورقاء
he
يعني
is coming
اتهموا قريش وقالوا هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني ما جاء يريد قتال
seeking
جاء يعني
confrontation
مسافر
and
يريد معك
we will
المواجهة لماذا
put
تمنعوننا من
everything we have
يريد وكذا.
to prevent him from coming
فقالوا
here
فكلموهم يعني
forcefully.
بأسلوب عنيف وقالوا يعني لا مسمح له بالدخول حتى لو جاء
and gave the message to this committee or this group that Quraysh will not allow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to come in without taking permission. This is out of their arrogance. They're refusing to let him come in because he did not take their permission to come in. Then they sent another man. His name was Kurz, the son of Hafs. Came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "This is a man who easily betrays." The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told this man the same thing he told to the tribe of Khuza'a, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has come wearing the Umrah garb and intending to perform Umrah. The third man they sent, his name was Al-Hulais, the son of Alqama. And he was the master, or the leader of the tribe of Al-Ahabish, which is a tribe also adjacent to Mecca. So this man, Al-Hulais ibn Alqama, came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him, he said to his companions, Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told his companions, these people dignify the sanctity of faith. So before he reaches me, lead some cattle in front of him so he can see that we are here to perform a religious ceremony or a religious obligation that involves sacrificing for the Almighty God. Show it to him because he will understand and appreciate. So his companions did what they were ordered or told to do. Gathered the cattle and on his way to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, they sent the cattle between him and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قلائد في عنق الإبل اللي هي مفداه للبيت حتى تتميز عن التي.
And the companions have put like necklaces on the necks of the sheep and the camel that they led to sacrifice to signal that this is special cattle. It's not cattle to be eaten or sold or traded. It is cattle to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificed and distributed to the poor and needy. So they made sure that this man saw the sacrifice. And when this man saw the cattle, turned his back and went back to Mecca immediately and did not say a word to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Went back without meeting with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, respecting what he saw and understanding what he saw. So this man, Al-Hulais ibn Alqama, all he did is he saw the cattle, and when he did, he turned his back and went back to Mecca. He immediately understood. Went back to Quraysh and told them, how do you stop a man from coming to the house of God, leading cattle to sacrifice for the sake of God? They told him, sit down, all you are is a Bedouin. You have absolutely no understanding of men and what men do. So this man got very angry and said, this is not what we have signed agreements with you on, and this is not the reason we have truces with you.
الحلف الذي بيننا ليس على أنكم
and our alliance with you is broken as of right now.
أيصد عن بيت الله من جاء
stop a man? Do you stop a man that's coming to glorify God from glorifying God? Continued and said, if you don't let him come in to do and obey his God, then me and my tribe, Al-Ahabish, will attack you as one man. How do you stop a man coming to glorify God in the house of God? And if you do, then this is the end of all of our truces and alliances and agreements with you. They replied, saying, "Well, give us a period of time. We'll see how we're going to deal with Muhammad." They started panicking that they will be losing their alliances. Then they sent Urwa, the son of Mas'ud, al-Thaqafi, from the tribe of Bani Thaqif. And he was the master of the tribe of Thaqif. He was the leader of Thaqif. And Thaqif was the biggest tribe in the city of Al-Ta'if, which is about 40 miles from Mecca.
52
which is about actually about 52 miles from Mecca. So Urwa ibn Mas'ud was the leader of Thaqif.
اللي هو عروة بن مسعود الثقفي كانوا يلقبونه عظيم القريتين كانوا يسمونه عظيم
القريتين. And this man was the man that the kuffar of Mecca said in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering his message to Mecca. He is one of the men that they refer to when the kuffar said, well, we would believe in this faith if the one who is bringing us this faith is one of the two great Amrs. And this Amr is one of them. So he was a master and an elite individual among the leaders of the tribes in Arabia. So Urwa ibn Mas'ud came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and said,
جمعت أوباش الناس.
Oh Muhammad, you've gathered the lowest of people. And then you came to your homeland to invade it with those lowest people. So he was telling him, you gathered all the lowest of the low of people and brought them to attack your homeland.
أهل المدينة وأهل كذا ومن الأعراب الذين حضروا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان منهم ناس من المهاجرين والأنصار وناس من القبائل العربية الأخرى يقول جمعت أوباش الناس وجئت بهم إلى بيضتك لتفضها بهم إلى قومك وإلى قبيلتك يعني تريد أن تقاتل بهم أهلك وتقاتل قبيلتك وكذا إنها قريش لبسوا جلود النمور متعاهدين
عروة continues saying قريش have worn the skins of tigers and they are ready for you and they will never ever allow you. Urwa ibn Mas'ud said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear to God that these people that you have around you will not do you any good and they will abandon you. So this is the way and the style that he was using and speaking to the Messenger. Abu Bakr Siddiq replied to him and said, Do you think we will abandon the Messenger of Allah?
فقال له يعني افعل كذا باللات، يعني سبه اللات.
أبو بكر الصديق got very angry and cursed اللات which is one of the leaders of their idols that they worship.
وسب ايه اللات وكده. يعني ورد في الروايات يعني ان عروة بن مسعود يعني لما سمع هذه الكلمة من قريش فقال يعني لولا يد عروة بن مسعود قال لأبي بكر قال لولا يد لك عندي لم أجدك بها لكافأتك عليها. قال يعني لو
عروة said
لولا أنك يعني لك معروف علي
to أبو بكر if I did not owe you a favor and I have to repay you your favor I would have answered that curse that you just threw at me.
ورد يعني ان هذا في تفسير قوله تعالى ايه وما لاحد عنده من نعمه تجزى الا ابتغاء وجه ربه الاعلى.
يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran referring to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq saying that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq stood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stand to show off or to use a favor that he has bestowed on somebody.
ثم جعل عروة يتناول لحية المصطفى
then Urwa started to mess with the beard of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting close to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and this is among the habits of some of the tribes of the Arab if it was a conversation between equals then he would touch his beard but Urwa was grabbing the beard of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as he was talking to him not intending to harm the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم but that was among the habits of tribes المغيرة بن شعبة
على رأسه في الحديد المغيرة بن شعبة كان إيه؟
standing
هو كان هو جالس
over the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and عروة بن مسعود
كل شوية مد يده
and every time عروة بن مسعود reaches to the beard of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
المغيرة بن شعبة كان واقفا
المغيرة was standing over them and he was wearing his weapons and his sword and every time Urwa approached the beard of the Messenger Urwa would smack his hand with the sword with the handle of the sword without hurting him or cutting him just every time he reaches the Messenger's face he would hit it and every time he does he tells him keep your hand to yourself don't ever touch the Messenger's face
قبل أن لا نصل إليك قال يعني ابعد يدك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني والا يعني كان تهديد يعني
he was threatening
سيحصل لك يعني
tell him keep your hand away from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم or your hand will not reach you again.
عروة يكلم نفسه وجهه في وجهه ولا يرى هذا الوقت
يعني. And عروة was sitting face to face with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not see the face of المغيرة standing over him.
لا يبدو من هو did not know who he was. فقل عروة ما أفضك وأغلظك
عروة applied every time he gets smacked on the hand saying how rude and crude
فقال من هذا يا محمد
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled
عروة بن مسعود الثقفي هو عم
and عروة said who was that محمد and محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said this is your cousin and عروة the one grabbing the beard of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was his uncle
وهل غسلت سوءتك الا بالأمس
عروة said how could you how dare you I only wiped you and changed you just yesterday meaning that he's you're just a child and I took care of you when you were a child
قبل اسلامه 13 رجلا من سقيم
كان المغيرة before he became Muslim killed 13 people from the tribe of ثقيف
قبل اسلامه
before he was Muslim before he became Muslim he killed 13 men and then when he heard of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he migrated to Medina and became Muslim
سقيف رحت المقتولين ورحت المغيرة فحصل ايه السبب المغيرة قتل 13 رجلا من سقيف ورحت هجر إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And when المغيرة
حصلت إيه يعني
migrated to المدينة and became Muslim,
الأسرتين يعني
a battle between two families started, the family of the ones who were killed and the family of المغيرة, trying to avenge their killed. And the Urwa, who is the uncle of Al-Mughira, the one who is messing with the beard of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, paid the ransom for those 13 dead, paid their families to stop the bloodshed. So Al-Urwa paid the ransom for those killed to fix the problem. So Al-Urwa was referring to that, telling Al-Mughira, I just watched your deed just in yesterday, meaning in the near future, in the near past, recent past. And Al-Mughira, before he was Muslim, betrayed those 13 people, killed them and took their money. And when he became a Muslim, came to the Messenger ﷺ and told him what happened to him, the Messenger ﷺ, as for your Islam, then Islam wipes all the evil deeds before it. And as for the money, this is not clean money, this is not good money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or I would bless. It has to go back. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Urwa and told him the same thing he told his companions, that we are coming to perform Umrah and we are ready for any agreement that Quraysh is ready to do with us in respect to the blood ties that I have with Quraysh to avert any bloodshed.
فقام من عنده فقام عروة بن مسعود يعني
عروة بن مسعود قرب
وقد رأى ما يصنع به أصحابه
قرب amazed and stunned with how the companions dealt with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the companions purposely in that situation wanted to glorify the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of one of the most glorious men in Arabia at that time, to show the status of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them. So Urwa saw, like, even when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets up to perform wudu for prayer, the companions made sure that this man saw what they do when the Messenger ﷺ perform ablution and wudu. They would race after the driplets and the drops of water that comes off his hands and off his face to wash themselves with it. And they showed him that even when the Messenger ﷺ would spit, before his spit reaches the ground, they reach it and they hold it. And every time, and even a hair, when a hair falls off his head or off his beard, they grab it and they put it in their pocket. They purposefully exaggerated how they see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of these people. Now, Urwa went back to Mecca and said, O people of Quraysh, I went to Caesar in his palace, and the king of Persia, and the king of Habasha. I have never seen a king among his people like Muhammad among his people. I have never seen any of these kings glorified by their followers like I've seen Muhammad glorified by his companions. I saw people that would never let him and never leave him. So if you thought that they would abandon him and leave him behind, think again. For these people are around him like a wristband around a wrist. They're close to him. When he gets up and sits down and moves and walks and sleeps and in every action. So if you think that we would threaten them and scare them and that they would run away, don't count on it. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم put a messenger and sent him to Mecca. Khurash from the tribe of Khuza'ah. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم put him on a camel and sent him to Mecca.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حمله على بعير وبعثه لقريش وبعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليكلم.
المسيح صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him, gave him a list of people that he needs to talk to, leaders of different tribes and clans of Quraysh in Mecca. And he gave him a message to deliver to all of them. So they would all have the same message and understand the intent of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم without any mix-up. And the message was that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is willing to sign any agreement that would prevent any bloodshed. And his intent was to perform Umrah and call him back. When Khurash reached Mecca, they killed his camel and gathered around him to kill him. And the only ones who stopped him were Al-Ahabish, this tribe that sent a messenger to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم earlier. This tribe came in and protected him and said, since when do you kill messengers delivering a message? Then Quraysh sent 50 men. Quraysh sent 50 men as a cavalry to swarm around the camp of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the camp of the Muslims, and trying to reach him and see how many people they can kill or imprison. Those 50 were all captured and imprisoned. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم then set them free. Sent them back to Mecca. Then the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم called for Umar. Umar ibn al-Khattab wanted to send him to Mecca.
أخاف قريشا على نفسي.
Umar said,
وليس بمكة من بني عدي أحد يمنعه.
I fear Quraysh.
وقد عرفت.
Only. I fear for myself from Quraysh, for nobody from my tribe is in Quraysh. And I am a very well known enemy to Quraysh. And none of my tribe is left in Quraysh, and nobody can protect me. And if you're going to send somebody, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, send somebody who is noble and known and an elite of Quraysh. Send Uthman ibn Affan. For Uthman has his clan there, and his clan is Bani Umayyah, are the biggest and the strongest and most respected. And Quraysh would have a great deal of respect to Uthman.
قال فبعثه
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم took the advice of Umar and sent Uthman ibn Affan with a message to Mecca.
فلقيه أبان بن سعيد
أذان بن سعيد, the son of العاص, who is a relative of Uthman, met him in Mecca as soon as he got into Mecca. He ran into his relative.
فجعله بين يديه ثم أجار.
So this man who was among the rich and strong in Quraysh was the first one to receive Uthman, and he was also a relative, put Uthman next to him and said, "You are in my protection, no one can touch you."
وقال أقبل وأدبر ولا تخف بنو سعيد أعزة الحرم.
So Aban said to Uthman, come and come close and wander where you want in Mecca. We, the tribe of Sa'id, are the most noble in Mecca. Don't worry about anybody, nobody can touch you. So Uthman came to the nobles of Quraysh and delivered the message of the Messenger to them.
فقالوا إن شئت أن تطوف فطوف.
They said to Uthman, if you want to perform tawaf around the Kaaba, go ahead. You are an exception. We will allow you to perform tawaf and perform umrah. Go ahead and do it. Uthman also was wearing Al Umrah garb. He was ready to perform Umrah. The people of Mecca has people who follow the Prophet Ibrahim. Among their beliefs, there was a few sects in Mecca that glorified Ibrahim. Uthman replied and said, I would never perform tawaf unless the Messenger performed tawaf first. I would not perform Umrah before the Messenger and the Messenger is waiting.
فاحتبسته قريش عندها.
So Quraysh kept him. And they kept him to negotiate. They kept him in Mecca later than what he was supposed to be in.
فبلغ المصطفى
the Messenger got the word that Uthman was killed. A rumor started spreading that Uthman was killed by Quraysh. The Messenger was waiting and there was a big delay, and the Messenger started sending people to find out what happened to Uthman, and they came back to the Messenger with the rumor that Quraysh killed Uthman. The Messenger said, we will not leave this place until we make sure that Quraysh killed Uthman. If they killed Uthman, then they have nothing from us but war. And this indicates that the scholar said that this indicates that the Messenger does not know the unknown, does not know the future, unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets him know what is the unknown. So the Messenger did not know and wanted to make sure. The Messenger called his companions and the people to an oath. And there were 1,400 people. And they took the oath in the Hudaybiyah area under a tree. And that tree, Umar ibn al-Khattab cut that tree down later on after the death of the Messenger and Abu Bakr. When Umar was the Khalifa, Umar cut that tree. And that is the tree that was mentioned in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He is pleased and He is blessing those who took the oath with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they took the oath that they would fight for the sake of Allah until they die. That tree, Umar ibn al-Khattab cut down later on so people don't worship it and make it as a place to visit.
كان عمر يعني ذاهبا في حج او امر او كذا، فلما وصل الحديبية
Umar, when they was going to perform Hajj, and on his way to Hajj, he saw people gathering around the tree. And when he asked what is going on with this tree, he was told that this is the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, and people are from all over coming to touch it, to be blessed with its touch, gather around it for days and nights. So Umar ibn Khattab said, it is to be cut down immediately. For if it's left alone, then the generations after the generations will worship it in Allah's place. So the people made that oath to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم under the tree. And the rumor was found to be a lie. And the oath was done by handshake. The man would put his hand in the hand of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and said that I swear to you that I will fight for Allah's sake no matter what the circumstances until death. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did an oath in place of Uthman, for Uthman was absent in Mecca. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم put one hand in the other and said, this hand is for Uthman. And the scholars consider this one of the givens, the great givens of Uthman, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم took the oath for Uthman to himself, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلما رآه مقبلا قال قد أراد القوم الصلح حين بعثوا هذا.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw another man coming from Mecca. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw Suhail ibn Amr. And as soon as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him, said, Mecca surely wants truth and wants peace. As soon as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw that man. And the ones that came prior him, they were all coming to either intimidate or scare or threaten. And when the Messenger saw Suhail, that he knows that Suhail is a man of peace, well-spoken and soft-spoken. The Messenger, as soon as he saw him, said to his companions, it is over now. It seems like they are looking for peace. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم met with Suhail and they negotiated and discussed. And an agreement was reached. And the agreement was that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would take his men and go back to Medina and not perform Umrah this year, and to come back and perform it next year. And said to the Messenger that you coming to Mecca, Quraysh considers it as an insult for you coming without permission. So you have to go back to Medina and you can come back next year. And in this way, it would seem like we allowed you and you took permission.
فوثب عمر رضي الله عنه أبا بكر جلد. رضي الله عنه فقال أليس برسول الله يعني عمر
and went through the people and came to where Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is sitting and faced Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and said, isn't this man the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Umar was very upset that the Muslims will have to go back and come back next year. So he was asking Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, how could we? Isn't this man the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abu Bakr replied and said, yes. Umar said, aren't we the Muslims and they are the kuffar? Abu Bakr said, yes. Umar ibn Khattab said to Abu Bakr, then how do we accept something so unacceptable and something that is not fair?
فقال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه
أبو بكر الصديق replied
يا عمر إلزم غرزة فأنا أشهد أنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا عمر
Umar followed the order of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for I bear witness that he is the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not object and do not stand in the face of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's word. Umar said, me too, I bear witness that he is the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the wisdom of doing, of accepting something that is humiliating? And Umar could not see the wisdom behind accepting that condition. For at first sight, this condition seems to be very unfair. Then Umar came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and told him the same thing. Aren't you the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aren't we the Muslims and they are the kuffar? Why do we accept unfairness? The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I am the slave of Allah and his Messenger and I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ثم دعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليا
then the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم called for Ali
للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
ابن ابي طالب to write down the agreement
يعني اتفق على بنود الصلح بنود الاتفاقيه
after all the conditions were agreed upon the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم called for Ali to write down the agreement
يعني نصوص المعاهده او الاتفاقيه على علي رضي الله عنه يكتب هذا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم write in the name of God most graceful most merciful
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقال سهيل لا أعرف الرحمن
said I don't know
اكتب باسمك الله
most merciful
write
in the name of God
باسمك الله يعني فقال ايه نعم باسمك الله فقال المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم
said to Ali write in the name of God
سماحة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني هذا ليس فيه يعني الرحمن الرحيم هذا ثناء على الله
most graceful most merciful is compliment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when you write down in the name of God then you have the same meaning and if that's what they want then there is no problem with it so Ali ibn Abi Talib wrote in the name of God then the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is what has been reached between Muhammad the messenger of Allah
قال فقال سهيل بن عمرو
سهيل said
he
was objecting
نص الاتفاق
سهيل was objecting
قال لو شهدنا انك رسول الله
if we knew that you are the messenger of Allah then we would not have fought you
نشهد انك رسول الله لما قتلنا اكتب اسمك واسم ابيك
just write your name and your father's name not the Muhammad the messenger of Allah
So
the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told Ali, write, this is what Muhammad the son of Abdullah has accepted and agreed upon with Suhail ibn Amr. In some of the narrations of the hadith, it was mentioned that Ali already wrote Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. And when Suhail objected, it was already been written. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told to him, told Ali to erase it. And Ali got angry and said, I would not erase. I already wrote it, I'm not going to erase it.
فقالوا فأخذها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
وكتب
took
ابن عبد الله.
That paper
كتب ابن عبد الله.
And wrote.
وهذه الرواية يعني فيها
the son of Abdullah. محمد the son of Abdullah. Scholars say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was illiterate.
لا يمنع أنه يحسن كتابة اسمه يعني الله تعالى أراد أن يكون عاميا
And the scholar said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is able to write his name. Just like you teach children when they learn reading and writing, the first thing they know how to read is their name. Besides, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's name was engraved on his ring that he was wearing. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a habit of stamping his engraving on his ring on paper.
فقال اكتب هذا ما صالح عليه محمد بن عبد الله سهيل بن عمرو.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم obliged Suhail and wrote the agreement as according to what he wanted. And in the agreement, it was agreed upon that a truce of 10 years to be respected between Quraysh and the Muslims. A truce for 10 years. But of course, as we will see in the events coming after that, after 2 years, Quraysh broke this agreement. Among the conditions was that Quraysh would not fight the Muslims and would not fight the allies of the Muslims. And the Muslims would not fight Quraysh and would not fight the allies of Quraysh. But in 2 years, Quraysh fought the allies of the Messenger of Allah. 2 years after the date of that agreement, Quraysh fought Khuza'ah. And Khuza'ah are the allies of the Muslims, the allies of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they had a treaty with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when Quraysh fought Khuza'ah, they broke the agreement. One of the leaders of Khuza'ah, his name was Amr ibn Salim, came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appealing to him that Quraysh has attacked them. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, victory is yours, Amr ibn Salim. We will defend you and fight with you. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared an army of 10,000 men and sent to Khuza'ah to fight against Mecca.
خرج لبصرة خزاعة وخرج بعشرة آلاف
مقاتل وفتح مكة. And with that army, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم conquered Mecca.
الآن يعني نتكلم عن الاتفاقية كان وضع الحرب.
Speaking on of this agreement, the term of it was 10 years. And one of the conditions is that if somebody from Quraysh became Muslim and came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to Medina without acceptance of his family, then Muhammad is to return him back. And if somebody from the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم became Kafir and he wants to go to Mecca, then Muhammad is supposed to allow him to go back to Mecca. So the terms, this term is that the messenger is to return anybody who becomes Muslim from Mecca. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has to return him back, even though he became a Muslim. And if one among the Muslims becomes Kafir and he wants to go back to Mecca, then the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is to allow him to go back.
فهم يقبلونك. فهذا الشرط يعني ظاهره أنه في إجحاف بالمسلمين، لكن جعله الله قبل.
This condition seems to be unfair and unjust, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this condition as a victory to the Muslims. For any normal or sane person, when they read this condition, there is no way they can accept it because it is unfair. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in that condition all the victory and all the defeat to Mecca. Because a man from Mecca came to Medina and became a Muslim. And Quraysh demanded he come back to Quraysh because his family does not approve. The Messenger, in respecting this agreement, returned him back. And he refused to go back to Mecca. And instead of going back to Mecca, he stayed in an area between Mecca and Medina. And a lot of men came to this man. And they stayed and camped with them, and to the point that they became 70 men camping in that area. And in that area, they stood and they started robbing the trades that come from Mecca or to Mecca. They would attack it, attack them and confiscate it and steal their money. So every time Mecca sent out a trade or a caravan, those 70 men would attack it and steal it. So Quraysh was harmed extremely from those groups. And they sent a committee to the Messenger asking him to cancel this term and the condition, saying, if somebody becomes a Muslim from us, take him. Please take him. Don't send him back, or don't put him, or don't send him to this man.
طبعا بالنسبه للمؤمنين يعني حصل بعد ذلك ان جاءت يعني بعض النساء المؤمنات اسلمنا وهاجرنا.
Some Muslim women became Muslim, or some women became Muslim and went to the Medina.
كيف يعني امراه مؤمنه تاتي من صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فانزل الله تعالى يا ايها النبي اذا جاءك المؤمنات المهاجرات.
الله سبحانه وتعالى then sent an ayah in the Quran commanding the Messenger, if a group of women come to you, become a Muslim, then test their faith, and if you find out that they are honest and they are faithful, then keep them and don't send them back. The Messenger sent to Quraysh telling them that the terms of the agreement do not include these women. If a woman becomes a Muslim and comes to Medina, then she is safe in Al-Medina and the Messenger would not send her back.
وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ فِي عَهْدِ مُحَمَّدٍ دَخَلْ وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ فِي عَهْدِ قُرَيْشٍ دَخَلْ.
Another term of the agreement is whomever wants to ally the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he can, and whomever wants to ally Quraysh, he can, or they can. So the tribes between Mecca and Medina have the choice to ally themselves with whomever they want.
فتواثبت خزاعة فقالوا نحن في عقد محمد.
خزاعة jumped immediately and said, we will follow and we will be in treaty with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the tribe of Bani Bakr immediately jumped and said, we will be in treaty with Quraysh. And in 2 years those two tribes fought. And Quraysh went and supported Bani Bakr. And that is when Khuza'a went to the Messenger ﷺ asking for his support. We'll cover this later, inshallah.
وأن ترجع عما عامك فإذا كان عام قابل خرجنا فدخلتها بصحب.
In the agreement continuing, you go back to Medina. You go back to Medina and come back next year, and at that time we will abandon Mecca for you. You come back, you come into Mecca, you stay for 3 days and perform your Umrah, armed only with a one-man weapon, meaning a sword, only. Meaning, exactly 1 year from today, you come back here. You come back to this point and you will be accompanied by a group of us who will take you to Mecca, and the people of Mecca will leave the city for you. You'll stay in Mecca for 3 days and your swords would be put away. You come into Mecca with your swords put away, you stay for 3 nights, perform Umrah, and leave. And no one is to carry more than one sword. And the companions I had no doubt that they are going to perform Umrah that year. For the Messenger told them that he has a vision, that he saw in his dream a vision that they will go into Mecca with their heads shaved, perform Umrah, and be victorious. And that was the vision of the Messenger. And the companions thought that they are going to perform Umrah that day, that year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an ayah in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave victory to his messenger and the believers, and that victory is the treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, that treaty that was signed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named it a great conquer, a great victory. As for the vision, this is one of the matters that confused Umar ibn al-Khattab. For Umar was saying to Abu Bakr, didn't the Messenger tell us that we will go into Mecca and perform and worship, perform Umrah and worship? Abu Bakr replied, Abu Bakr replied, did he say to you that you are going worshipping this year? Messenger said, the vision is we will go in victorious and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger did not say that the vision said this year. So the companions thought that they will go into Mecca in this trip, and had no doubt in their minds that they will be performing Umrah this year. And when they saw the agreement and what the agreement narrates, they were stunned and shocked. A lot of them were very depressed and froze in their place. They could not understand that they are to be turned back with the agreement of the Messenger of Allah.
فقام المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم
got up to the cattle and slaughtered it, or started to slaughter them one by one, and then shaved his head. And among the cattle was a camel that the Muslims captured from in a battle, and that camel belonged to Abu Jahl, who was the leader of Quraysh. And the Messenger ﷺ dedicated that to be slaughtered for the sake of Allah, to anger the kuffar. Then the Messenger ﷺ ordered the companions to shave their heads and to slaughter their cattle. And they were very slow in obeying the order of the Messenger. The Messenger saw them slow in responding to him. He went into his tent and told his wife, and his wife said to him, you have delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get out, give your head to the barber, shave your head, and slaughter your cattle, and they will do as you do. And the Messenger ﷺ followed the advice of Umm Salama, his wife, and shaved his head and killed his cattle. And when the companions saw that it is reality, and the Messenger ﷺ has just slaughtered his cattle, they did the same.
فدخل الإسلام في تلك السنتين مثل ما كان
as a result of that truce
بدليل أنه خرج إلى الحديبية في 1400
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم left
ثم خرج
to Hudaybiyah with 1,400
في عشرة
and went back two years after that to conquer Mecca with 10,000 men. And this is one of the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this truce victory. For in those 2 years, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions were able to peacefully spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without fear of Mecca fighting them or warring or invading Medina. The companions started spreading the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people started to become Muslims by the tens and the hundreds and the thousands, and Islam spread very fast in those peaceful times. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a great victory, that truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Surah Al-Fath, and the Quran was ascended, descended, describing this agreement. We'll stop here inshaAllah. And next week we will cover the battle of Khaybar inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with what we said and heard. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Any questions? If a man is to visit Mecca, does he have to perform tawaf? This is a question outside the subject. If a man goes to Mecca, traveling to Mecca, scholars say two things. Scholars say that you are not to go into Mecca unless you are wearing an ihram to perform Umrah or Hajj. No matter what reason you have to visit Mecca, to visit a friend or a relative, or to go to school, you have to enter Mecca wearing ihram and perform Umrah. And if it was the season of Hajj, then you perform Hajj. So Mecca is not to be entered unless you're wearing Ihram. And after that, you take off the Ihram garb or the Umrah garb. The second saying is, it is allowed to enter Mecca without Ihram. And the reasoning is that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم entered Mecca with his intention to fight, and on his head he had headwear, and headwear is not allowed in Ihram clothing. Other scholars say that this was an exception for Mecca was forbidden at that time and was inhabited by kuffar. Scholars say, whomever enters Mecca is not obligated to perform tawaf and perform umrah. And if you are to enter Mecca, even if you're not wearing ihram, then it is necessary to perform tawaf, like tahiyyat al-masjid, like the two rak'ahs that you perform when you come into a masjid. Those two rak'ahs are equivalent to tawaf around al-Kaaba. And this is called the coming tawaf, tawaf al-qudum. And tawaf al-qudum is not an obligation. The question is Jeddah a miqat, meaning an area that you have to dress in ihram before going to Mecca from Jeddah? If you come to Jeddah through air, in an airplane,
جاي على طريق مطار جدة. مطار جدة هي ايه؟ هي الميقات يعني.
جدة ايربورت از اميقات. Meaning, it is your first spot in that area in your intention to perform Hajj or Umrah. The majority of the scholars, and the majority of the scholars that gave fatwa on this matter, says whomever flies over Mecca to any city in Saudi Arabia, then you are to wear al-ihram clothing. So you can be wearing your normal clothes, but you change into ihram clothes before you pass that point. And whomever passes that point without ihram, then he has to go back and wears ihram. And whomever, for example, from Jeddah wears ihram and he has already passed that point, then he has to slaughter a sheep or a piece of cattle to correct that mistake. Ibn Taymiyyah was talking about Sufis who believe that, or who claim that the jinn or ghosts carry them to perform Hajj from their cities. And Ibn Taymiyyah replied to them, well, if you're carried by jinn and ghosts, then you are supposed to perform ihram in the sky. Then.
قريبا من الجحفة، لكن يعني الأصل من قتل الحضرة من صصام القادمين من
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم specified إحرام to those coming from Mesopotamia and from Egypt.
يعني القرية غير عامرة المدينة العامرة يعني المجاورة لها هي مدينة رابط، يعني رابط هي محاذية للجحفة. الذي يحرم من الجحفة من رابط كأنه أحد.
Whomever perform ihram coming to Mecca, then the closest area they have to wear ihram is Juhfa, which is the closest city to Mecca.